This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Thousands of ethnic Armenians have crossed the border into Armenia since Azerbaijan defeated the separatist state of Nagorno-Karabakh. Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham says they are starting to tell their stories.
Petya Grigorian says there was shelling on all sides. The dead were piling up, he tells Reuters. Two refrigerated trucks filled to the top with bodies, and there's no place even to bury them. Some of those refugees fleeing told Reuters Nagorno-Karabakh is finished for good. Anna Agopian doesn't think she'll see her home again.
No, no one is going back. That's it. We're over this Karabakh topic for good, I think.
The Armenian government is making preparations for thousands of refugees, adding that at least 6,650 people had arrived so far.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham, the head of USAID, is set to meet with senior government officials in Armenia and will address humanitarian needs stemming from the flood of refugees. President Joe Biden met Pacific Island leaders for a second White House summit on Monday. Before welcoming the island leaders, Biden announced U.S. diplomatic recognition of two more Pacific Island nations, the Cook Islands and Niue.
And alongside our partners, the Blue Pacific, we're increasing our climate assistance, including more than $20 million for new investments to prepare for climate and natural hazards.
U.S. officials also said the United States would provide new money for infrastructure in the Pacific region as well. That would include improvements to internet connectivity, and there was talk of laying new undersea